This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2228. Stop making headway, start making heartway. Part 2 by Guy Ferdman of mindbender.co. And I'm Justin Mollick. I'm reading a continuation from yesterday, so I recommend listening to yesterday's episode first if you're new here or skipping around. That's episode 2227. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Stop making headway, start making heartway. Part 2 by Guy Ferdman of mindbender.co. Given how many of us are basically stuck in a state of fight or flight most of the day, in a belief that resiliency and effort is the only way to make it through life, it is a miracle most people get up at all into this reality we've accidentally created. This tells you so much about the human spirit and its incredible ability. We keep going, even when we are lost in the dark. So let's say, for example, that you reaffirm to your subconscious for decades this "I'm not worthy" programming. Then let's say you start a business or a passion project. You want to generate $1 million or impact 1 million people. You scream to the heavens and plead how worthy you are to receive the experiences, people, and manifested circumstances into your reality. You create vision boards, write down your goals, and chant to yourself all day long about how you can do it, but still, little to nothing changes. You end up disgruntled and disappointed when it doesn't turn out. Of course, it is nearly impossible for this to come to pass when the frequency and vibration of your body are set to "I'm not worthy" and has been reaffirmed by you for decades, regardless of the mantras you're playing on repeat in your mind. I don't care how many books you've read on personal development or the law of attraction. The book won't change that vibration in your body. It's nearly impossible to manifest anything beyond what you have right now because you unintentionally programmed yourself to not be able to receive. So many struggling generations before you did just the same. Mindset work alone is not nearly enough to get most of us to where we want to be or how we really want to feel. Understanding does not equal wisdom. To quantum shift your reality and become a manifestation machine, one must have firsthand life experience and then to live through the experiences without judgment at all, in complete surrender, and embrace what life has presented you with. The energy of the body can teach you what it's like to have a new frequency when no judgment is passed. You can simply be with whatever emotions or sensations arise. This incredible wisdom is natural and effortless to you. If you wish to heal and tackle even the most traumatic events, to open yourself up to receive, to be able to manifest a life that is so much bigger than most people allow themselves to imagine, then this path of running towards your feelings is a suitable one, one I strongly recommend. To earn your worth and serve humanity, one gets to enter the realm of energy and sensation, the realm of the subtle and casual. Otherwise, you may find yourself asking, "Didn't I deal with this already?" Or, "Why is this happening to me again?" Both indicators that you're in the entrapment of the mind. When this happens, notice that the feeling in your body is just as it was before. Notice that the frequency is still there as it always is, that the energy is moving in the same pattern as it usually does. The discomfort, the worry, the contraction, and the bracing for the impact all might be very present in your body. Notice that it's you that is pulling this manifested reality into your personal experience, a thought that may be hard to swallow at first. A word to comfort you. While you may be responsible for what you see and experience before you, this does not mean that you are at fault. These are separate realms, and the collapse of the two distinctions often leads people to not acknowledge that they are the source of their own experience. It is only when we choose to be intimate with ourselves in this new way, accept all of life, and acknowledge that all parts of ourselves must come with us on the ride in order to feel whole, safe, and connected. It's only from this place of full embrace that judgment can begin to loosen its hold. From this place, we stop having a distorted view of reality and of those around us. It's from this place that we find our inner peace and alignment. It's time to shift. I honor the mindset and personal development space. It radically changed my life over and over again. Yet now I see that there's something so much deeper, something I've invested the last years inquiring about deeply within myself. I see how the mind can be a trap an endless loop of energy. The mind is great at seeing and understanding how to use raw materials. It can take things apart and put them back together in different ways, but the mind doesn't generate new frequencies. It uses the existing ones to continue to create with them. The greatest scientific and artistic minds express that eureka moments don't happen when they invest their time thinking. They happen when they are in flow states and a natural and sudden inspiration comes through that gives way to the wisdom they sought after. When we inquire for long periods of time, we channel our subtle energy awareness into the greater intelligent field, and the field responds with experiences that teach us the lessons and give us the eyes and wisdom to see and finally understand that which we wanted to learn. The greatest teachings that have survived millennia, discoveries, and philosophies have been discovered this way. We can now acknowledge that we get to bring the mind into a new understanding. It was never meant to be the master of the house. It's the servant of the true master, the heart. Right now, we have a world created by the mind. The world of tomorrow will be created by the heart and its relationship to the mind. So I say to you again, dear listener, so many of us are trying to make headway using our head, and it's for this reason that we cannot. We're trapped here. It is in choosing the path of the heart way, the felt sensation way, that we evolve faster than we ever imagined, bring our gifts online, and feel safe, connected, and loved in ways that most cannot yet imagine because we have not yet personally experienced it. I invite you to explore yourself in a new way. Even if you don't know how to get started, but that's okay. Inquire about your own needs. What are they? How can you fulfill these needs? Maybe you haven't considered this at all. Ask yourself, what can I begin to feel fully again? What have I been avoiding in my own body all these years? How does my mind respond and react when I'm overwhelmed? Can I see a pattern of how things unfold in my life? These questions will naturally bring forth experiences to answer your own truth, the only truth that matters, to assist you in finding your alignment. As I said, it's a fool's mission to try to separate characteristics and aspects of humanity from yourself. You are a spiritual entity, yes. You also chose the human experience, and specifically your human experience, well before you had a thought or uttered your first word. This is your path. This is your mission and destiny. This is your body with its own sensations, fixations, and distortions. If you want to find your truth, then you get to lift the fog of the distortions that you have accidentally inherited. You get to free yourself from bondage. You get to feel everything this life has to offer you, because you are free to choose to do so. Because regardless of your life circumstances, you are a sovereign being, and within you lies freedom that no one and nothing can take away. To access freedom, learn to feel. Embrace reality as it is. Embrace yourself as you are. A world of enlightened manifestation awaits those with the courage to follow the unfolding path of faith. I invite and welcome my brothers and sisters to this beautiful journey. See you on the path. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Stop Making Headway, Start Making Heartway by Guy Ferdman of mindbender.co. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement, because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Right. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.